Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. History was made in the London stock market today. For the first time, a company from the former Soviet Union joined the main market index, the FTSE 100. That's London's equivalent of the Dow. This event, of course, underscores the triumph of capitalism over communism. But why did this happen in London and not in New York? Joining us from the Marketplace desk in London is Stephen Beard. And Stephen, first of all, tell us about this company.
It's called Kazakhmys. It's a copper mining company from the Central Asian Republic of Kazakhstan. It's the 10th largest copper producer in the world. It was state-owned, of course, under the communist regime, but after the breakup of the Soviet Union, it was privatized by the Kazakhstan government.
So how did it get into Britain's main stock market index, this FTSE 100?
Its shares were listed in London about 3 months ago, and since then, thanks to the booming price of copper, the shares have shot up, propelling it into the ranks of Britain's top 100 listed companies. But why list in London? Well, here's Andrew Hilton, head of a London think tank, the CSFI.
Companies from countries like Kazakhstan or Russia itself are looking for an international listing, and an international listing that will bring international capital in considerable quantities. And the choices really are New York or London.
So why not New York? Well, there's been a mini flood of these foreign listings in London in recent years, and it seems that many of the companies were deterred from listing in New York because of much tougher regulation there.
What kind of regulation? What are you talking about?
Well, I think what we're talking about mainly is Sarbanes-Oxley, the investor protection law brought in after the Enron debacle. It's imposed a big competitive disadvantage on the NYSE compared with London. It costs foreign companies that list in New York millions of dollars to comply, and of course it increases the chances of executives winding up in court when things go wrong. Now, how much of a difference has this made? It's difficult to say for sure, but listen to these figures. Foreign IPOs in the US in 1999 and 2000 were worth $80 billion, 10 times the level of business in London. This year, the figure for New York has shrunk to only $6 billion, while foreign IPOs in London have increased. So something is making that difference, and many analysts here believe that that something is Sarbanes-Oxley.
Interesting. Stephen Beard of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.